The Sam LaPrade Show continues on City News.
101.1 FM and 1310 AM.
Well, there's no two ways about it. There's lots of challenging news these days, whether it's food inflation like we've been talking about, whether it's the tragedy in Ukraine. There is so much for us to be thinking about that's really impacted our lives in a negative way. Of course, COVID-19, I could go on and on and on. But we're about to talk about something happy right now, and I'm really thrilled to welcome to the show Lindsay Sherman-Zekulin from Happy Roots. Hi, Lindsay.
Hi, Sam. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you so much. And you brought a friend and a friend of mine, Jacqueline Belsito. Hi, Jacqueline.
Hi, Sam. It's nice to hear your voice. Thank you for having us.
Always a pleasure, from the CHEO Foundation. So, Lindsay, it was a happy day today. Tell us all the good news.
A happy and sunny day, thankfully, for us. Our team at Happy Roots Foundation was so grateful to be here with CHEO and the Infant and Early Childhood Mental Health Program to announce our gift to them of $1 million over 3 years to support the building out of their pilot project to help parents with really young kids work through their mental health challenges.
Incredible, Lindsay. And I think we needed some good news. And I know Jacqueline Belsito, and she works very, very hard, that this would have been very good news for everyone at the CHEO Foundation and everyone at CHEO. And let's be honest, Jacqueline, every parent here in this region.
Yes, it's been a real privilege to work with Lindsay, Mark, Scott, and Monique on this. It's an incredible group of individuals, and they're lifting up work that was underway, but this kind of gift just catapults it to move forward, and we couldn't need it anymore. Our parents are in desperate need for this kind of support.
And Lindsay, walk me through what tangibly will happen in this community because of this money.
Well, the CHEO team has really built out a pilot project that they started previously, and they've built it out over 3 years to provide clinical care services to parents with children aged 0 to 5. And they have a whole host of different interventions that they can use depending on their assessment and to really meet the needs of the family. So our intention in making this gift was to support their work in really being able to expand their services and to expand the number of families they can see. The other really amazing component of this is that there is a training element. So it's not only to support the work that CHEO is doing at the hospital, but also to allow training opportunities in the community so that the services are available here, but also in neighborhoods all across Ottawa.
Mm-hmm. And that sort of brings to mind the whole analogy about, you know, give a man a fish, he eats for a day, give a man a fishing pole, he eats forever, right? And so that training, Jacqueline, does just that, right? It allows that to be just a cast right over the whole region.
Absolutely, it does. It's part of the philosophy at CHEO and something that we've introduced even earlier last year through our One Call, One Click program. It's an extension of that in the sense that we want to support their kids and families at CHEO, but a part of our mission is to ensure that the entire community and different kinds of care providers also get this expertise so we can help even more families.
Mm-hmm. Lindsay, who are some of the other partners you're working with?
We are really happy to announce this grant as our sort of cornerstone grant, but we're working also on rolling out some other programming across the city. So we're happy to also announce today that we have a multi-year commitment with Family Services Ottawa on a parent coaching program, as well as Connectful Community Health in Lanark County. They have a program called Making the Connection for mothers with who are pregnant or who have children under 6. And it's all part of this idea of supplementing the services that are available to parents with young kids in the community.
You know, I think about to when my daughter's 14 now, but I think about those first 6 years. Like, there's lots happening in that first time. And Jacqueline, I've said it once, I've said it 100 times. There's no book, right, that tells you how to be a parent. And so much has changed, especially over the years. So this is welcomed news for so many parents.
It really is. I think as a parent of a young child, you remember and those challenges, and it's not perfect. And the pandemic has really accentuated some of the challenges that young parents and young kids are experiencing. I think part of this gift is to break down the stigma around that and open up some doors and conversations to bring focus to the need for this kind of counseling and support and make it available to people. And it's a really big part of the meaning behind this gift. Mm-hmm.
And Lindsay, you know, obviously the big announcement was made today at CHEO, and it's incredible news, a $1 million gift from Happy Roots Foundation. What was last night like for you, knowing that this was going to be announced today and that everybody would know this news? Is it a nervous anticipation, or is it exciting? Is it a mix of both?
I would say it's a mix of both, and also lots of emotions. We've been working really hard over the last many months on this. The foundation is new, so it's also the first time most of our team have been doing this exact type of thing, which is why we've been so grateful to Jacqueline and the CHEO Foundation for bringing us along and all of their help and transparency and education for us. So yes, I would say a total mix of nervousness, excitement, and we just feel so emotionally connected to this issue and to other parents. All of us at Happy Roots have young kids too, so it really resonates with us personally. And everything about today felt really personal.
Mm-hmm. Well, I love hearing that, because that's what philanthropy is around about, Lindsay, right? It's that it's that connection, and $1 million. I mean, I can't imagine what that's like to be able to make that kind of commitment to the community and to work with Jacqueline. And Jacqueline, I've always been convinced you don't sleep because you work so hard. But I'm even more convinced now, coming off of the telethon and now this big announcement. You know, how does this affect the staff at CHEO and the foundation? I mean, I'm sure Alex Munter's a happy guy today.
He is. He's delighted, because I think a gift like this brings focus to a need that not everybody understands, and it's really wonderful. I think for me personally, this gift, and this is a pun intended, this gift is rooted in kindness and purpose. Mm-hmm. And it's been a personal pleasure to get to know Lindsay through this journey. And they've led by example. Like, they've led with their heart and their minds and their investment. And that lifts the whole staff up at CHEO in the front line. They were inspired by the work at CHEO. And it lifts everybody up, knowing that the community is behind them at such a difficult time.
For sure. And Lindsay, you're mentioning, you know, you have a young family as well. And you know, I can't help but think, obviously, your children are maybe too young to understand the impact that you've made. But someday, will you explain to them, you know, this gift and the pandemic and everything that's been going on the last couple of years? Will you tell them about this someday, Lindsay?
Yes, absolutely. They're 9 and 7, so we have brought them into the Happy Roots work as much as we can. And I was pretty thrilled when I opened up my speaking notes today that there's a little note at the bottom that says, "Good luck, Mommy." So for us, it's really important that they know about the work that Happy Roots is doing, but also to Jacqueline's point about destigmatizing the conversation about childhood mental health, that this is part of their conversation too, because it's part of their experience. And so we want to make that part of just everyday conversation.
Mm-hmm. I'm such a softie, of course. That made me tear up. I'm crying here on the air as usual. I really appreciate your honesty about this gift and how, you know, how it's impacted you on a personal level, Lindsay. I think that really means a lot to anyone listening today, because let's face it, it is tough. It is tough being a parent at the best of times, and it is a thousand times tougher during a pandemic. And recognizing that and working with all those great partners, it's been a thrill to spend time with you today.
Thank you so, so much for having us. It's really been an honor for us to be here and to be working with CHEO.
Thank you so much. And Jacqueline Belsito, I hope you get some rest, my friend.
Well, thank you, Sam, and thank you for including us in the discussion today. We really appreciate it.
Of course. Lindsay Sherman-Zeculin joining us from Happy Roots and Jacqueline Belsito from the CHEO Foundation. There are a million reasons to smile at CHEO today, and we are so grateful for the commitment of the Happy Roots Foundation to CHEO. And, you know, once again, it is tough being a parent, but if you need to turn to CHEO, they are there for us. When we come back, we're going to talk about travel, airports. Oh my heavens, it's a mess. Stay with us here on City News.
Sam LaPrade will be right back on City News.
101.1 FM and 1310 AM.